time is 7:32. Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joins me after the meeting on Tuesday night. And good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Oh, well, thank you. Good morning. Good
morning. You didn't have to venture out in the snow last night for the meeting?
Thank goodness. No. You know, there's a lot of benefits to this Zoom. And in fact, the executive orders that allow us to conduct our meetings on Zoom were extended. And I said, well, thank goodness, because I was terrified I'd have a mutiny on my hands from the Planning and Zoning Commission, because we've all become quite accustomed to the system and enjoy it a lot. So there's a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about last night's meeting. GEMS, was that the big highlight of the night?
Yes. That was approved. It was an exciting moment for them and for the town, I believe, as a whole. In that there has been a quote-unquote temporary trailer up on this King Street property at 1327 King Street for the last 8 years. And finally, they were able to get their approval last night to construct a suitable structure for them, for not just the EMS workers, but for their equipment. Right now, when you're up at the temporary trailer, the ambulances have to be running because they have to keep the ambulance at a certain temperature for the medications and whatnot. And so now they'll have a proper garage, and the way they've situated it, there'll be no backing in and out. Just you can go in the garage and out. You know, keep driving forward on the other side of it to come back around and out when they need to. So, because it is a residential area up there, obviously they don't want to be blasting their sirens if they don't have to. But anyway, it was a municipal improvement and a final site plan, and they were both approved with not a lot of fanfare. So that was great.
All right, what happened? So they're ready to go then, right?
Yeah, yep, they're ready to go. They'll be able to submit for their building permits, and hopefully we'll have it constructed in short order.
All right, fantastic.
Then we moved to totally the other end of town. This is 22 Sound Beach Avenue for a subdivision. This actually had been previously approved subdivision. We do have a requirement that once a subdivision is approved, that a Mylar map detailing that subdivision is filed on the Greenwich land records, and we have statutory timelines within which that must happen, and unfortunately it didn't happen in this instance. So this was really just a reapproval of a previous approval, so that moved forward with no issues. And then there was what we call a lot confirmation on, this is on Byram Shore Road, but really what it is a request of the commission that this does not meet the definition of a subdivision or re-subdivision. It's a little funny, but we don't have anything in our regulations called a lot confirmation, but that's effectively what they were asking. When one does this, if the commission finds that it's not a subdivision or re-subdivision, which is what they did in this instance, they're just stating that, yes, we see that you have a lot there, but there's no guarantee for any development rights at all. So we've not reviewed whether or not the site has wetlands on it, whether it can tie into the sewer, whether it has proper access. So this was a return from a previous meeting because we wanted to add an appropriate note to the plan to note that even though, yes, acknowledging that it was a lot, but that doesn't necessarily mean it was a buildable lot. So that was approved, and they can move forward. Then we had a project at 1429 East Putnam Avenue. That's the gas station. They're looking to add a fast track car wash lane, but there's a lot of activity on that site with the emissions, the car wash, the vacuums, the gas stations, and the store. So the commission took a few meetings with this group to make sure that it was safe and was going to work, and that was approved last night, so that's good news for them. Then on 11 Division Street, this is in what we call the 4th Ward section of town, beautiful historic homes in that area. A property owner had come in to get what we call a historic overlay in exchange for maintaining that historic house, this particular one, in perpetuity. They are constructed to build a small structure dwelling unit in the back. This was approved at a previous meeting, but with a condition that carried over from the Historic District Commission that they would have to redo their siding and in more of a historic nature. And the property owner literally just spent thousands and thousands of dollars redoing the siding, so this was to ask the commission to amend that decision. The Historic District Commission had no problem with that, and they said when you do the siding in the future, then you can bring it up to the way we want you to do it, but for now it's okay. So that was approved. And then 4 Orchard Street was an affordable housing project. A very positive one in that the applicant really did a great job of addressing all of the commission's issues and questions, and there was a couple of outstanding issues from the last meeting having to do with the sewer department and the fire department, and landscaping issues, all of which were resolved, so that was approved, with the only condition being that their affordability plan, which details how we're going to manage those affordable units, there'll be 5 of them out of a 15-unit building, how that's going to work. So we still have some details to hash out there, which we'll do prior to the certificate of occupancy for the units. And then lastly, we had a project at 53 Forest Avenue. Many people would know this property as the office building at Old Greenwich Gables. They have the Old Greenwich Gables and this office building have shared a driveway for many, many years, and the applicant is requesting that the office building be permitted to have their own driveway. That has caused a lot of questions and some concerns, some things having to do with traffic comments and design issues and whether or not their alleged issues could be resolved just through signage as opposed to adding a second driveway. So this was left open, and we will see them not at the next meeting but in one of the early March meetings. And that and everything else was postponed.
All right. When is the next meeting, and what's on that agenda?
The next meeting is on February 17th, and this meeting we have the Learning Center. It's called the Foundation House at 124 Old Mill Road. We have the development, the multi-family unit development at 581 and 585 West Putnam Avenue. That's a moderate income housing project. And then we also have a couple of pre-applications that we'll be hearing, and 16 Prospect Street. The pre-application is one at 779, 781, and 783 North Street. A funny little commercial use way up on North Street where you wouldn't expect it, and they come in from time to time with various uses, and the proposed question for the commission is whether or not a hair salon would be acceptable in that area with an apartment. And then 16 Prospect Street, as we know, is to finish the basement in the two-family residence. That's one that has attracted some attention, so I think we'll have some public input on that one, too.
All right. And then finally, the POCD Affordable Housing Task Force meets tomorrow. I mean, is this a routine meeting, or with all that's going on with affordable housing, it takes on more importance?
Yes, we've been meeting weekly for many months now. It's an interesting thing in that, as you recall me speaking about this before, we do have a moratorium on what we call moderate income housing. That's our own definition, if you will, of affordable housing. We use different standards than the state uses in, as our way to attract workforce housing, meaning teachers, police, fire, etc., lonely planners. And we have that as one track, so to speak, and then we have affordable housing, which is a broader issue and as defined by the state, and they've interestingly kind of morphed a little bit recently because the incentives that we use for moderate housing, we want to introduce an affordable component. It's quite confusing just because of the different standards we use for the workforce housing versus affordable housing, and when I say standards, I mean the limit on income that one must have in order to be eligible for these units. But it's a very serious issue. It always has been. It's one that we want to try to quote-unquote solve. It's obviously not an overnight solve, but we need to do something. We actually have quite a diverse community, and that's why we have such a healthy community, but it's extremely important that we support that diversity, particularly through housing options. If you look at our POCD, the Plan of Conservation and Development, it talks about wanting to attract young people into the community, wanting to make sure that our aging population can stay in the community, and that we all have options for housing. So given that our land prices are so high and that we don't like a lot of density, just as opposed to, you know, a Stanford or a Portchester who do like a lot of density, they're a different format than we are, it then begs the question, well, how do you do it? And I think some of the solutions that we've come up with are requiring that developments are inclusionary, meaning that they include a affordable component, affordable units within it. That's one. Two is trying to provide what we call gap financing, so that as we try to subsidize these below market rate houses, if we can't do it through state grants, and if the property owner is obviously not willing to do it because they won't turn a profit, it won't make sense, we have to come up with ways that we can help with that gap financing, things like housing trust funds, loans from the town in some instances, working with Greenwich Communities, who's been instrumental in helping the town have meet some of our affordability needs. So it's a very, very complex topic with lots of moving parts, but it's an extremely important thing that we do, and really I'd say it's taking up the vast majority of the commission's time at the moment as we're really focusing in on it.
All right, Katie, great. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day. Stay warm. Get that driveway shoveled again, all right?
Yes. Thank you. You too. Be safe.
Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, Town of Greenwich, on last.